This week's special guest on your favorite podcast.
It's the Kirkley Hennessy Show.
Hey, welcome, folks. Special guest episode. I'm Kirkley for the show. And in the studio today, welcome Mr. Chip Hollander. How are you doing, sir?
Thanks for
getting in here. How was your flight and the car service that the show provided you? Was everything fantastic?
Absolutely wonderful.
Good.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so
much.
Yep. Right on time.
We had to put you in the cheap seats on row 2.
That's okay. That's all right.
Row 32.
We'll do anything for our country, Kirkley.
glad you're in here. So we have Chip Hollander with, you tell us, Chip, with what you've got going on at Convention of States.
And cool. I am the district captain for Region 5, House District 21 for the Convention of States. And basically that is using Article 5 of the Constitution to rein in our federal government and put the power back in the hands of the people.
Well, I guess what we'll do is introduce people to what this whole Title V Convention of States is. If you want to give them a preface,
well, basically,
by all means.
Basically, it is nonpartisan. I mean, I think every American is concerned about the way, you know, the direction that our country's headed. They're concerned about the liberties that we have lost to our federal government that have been taken away from the states or that the states willfully gave. But it's time to take that power back. So let's get into it. Most people don't even know how our Constitution is amended through Congress, much less through the Convention of States. You know, so learning about the Constitution is part of Convention of States. They have lots of material out there, a whole university where you can go learn about the Constitution. So this is something that most people do not even know about, and that's why we're out spreading the word.
And you guys have a pocket guide that you share with folks. We have it on the screen on the live page.
Absolutely.
ConventionofStates.com.
Yes.
And you were so kind to bring me one as well.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and sure. Want everybody to share that with their family, friends, and legislators.
And this has got, this isn't a, this is not a little 2-3 page packet. This thing's got
it's comprehensive.
Loaded with some information.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
But it's all out there on conventionofstates.com as well. They can go through. We want to get them out there to sign the petition. First thing, sign the petition for your state. And that actually, when you sign the petition, will send a note to your legislator automatically.
Elaborate. That's interesting.
Yeah, it'll automatically.
So it gives you more than just signing up and everything. There's actually action behind this.
Absolutely, because without action, you know, we're going to be stuck. So that's a great thing that actually goes to the legislator and informs them about Convention of States.
Okay, so if you would also ask or tell me, how did you learn about this? And how can those that want to get into the level that you did, how difficult was it? What got you to where you are being a part of this?
Right. Well, basically, I was a libertarian and just became concerned about where our government was headed. There was a lot of things that were very disturbing to me. So I decided that I needed to take action, and I started doing some research, and we found Convention of States, and we were just floored by it. We were like, oh my gosh, this is the answer to the huge problem that we're facing. So I contacted Joelle and went to a meeting out in Cartersville. From there, I decided that I would like to start trying to get volunteers and spread the word mm-hmm. about Convention of States. So I started holding a town hall meeting at Las Palmas in Holly Springs. Sorry, and I still do. I'll continue that. Actually,
the second Saturday of every month, I believe.
Of every month, Las Palmas, Holly Springs. That's where we all gather.
And that's in North Metro Atlanta or mm-hmm. north of Metro Atlanta, but
right. Right. And so, you know, we'll be there at 11 o'clock and we'll be there till 1. We go over, we answer questions about Convention of States, but we also talk about local issues because that's what, you know, that's what it's all about mm-hmm. is self-governing ourselves here locally. So we talk about a lot of different issues that are happening in our communities right now, from the recent elections to
what's your CRT. Current status right now with the COS and the movement for all of this? Where are you guys at? I know you're on the up and up, and I believe if you said 2013 or maybe 2009 was the first state.
No, 2013 was the first state. It was us. Mm-hmm. Georgia was the first ones to sign on to the Convention of States. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So we basically are the state that has called for the convention, which is very cool. We're up to 19 states right now, with Massachusetts and Pennsylvania like on the edge. You know, so we could be at 21 real soon here.
And it takes 38 is the magic number.
34 is the magic number.
Okay.
Yeah, 34 to call the convention. And all then right. That bypasses Congress. And all Congress can do is name the place and time that the convention is going to take place. The convention could last 4 or 5 months as we propose amendments that we all agree on, you know. And then once we have those amendments nailed down, then it goes back to the state legislatures for ratification, and it'll take 38 states to ratify it.
All right, we are back. Kirkley with the show in the studio. Mr. Chip Hollander with the and representing the Convention of States. And we also have on the line with us Miss Joelle Lapp. Joelle, welcome to the show. How are you today? It is myself, Kirkley, and Chip.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. And I'm getting an education while doing this, learning about this Convention of States and the Article 5, and it's quite interesting. Lots to learn.
Did you get to hear my awesome introduction of you?
Yeah. I heard some of it. And Chip, I'm really impressed with how good you're doing, just remembering everything that you learned.
What I wanted you to talk about was, a lot of people I know say that, oh, well, Georgia was the first convention, you know, the first one to jump on board and sign their resolution. Well, we don't need to do anything anymore. It's already done, right? So I kind of wanted you maybe to talk about why it's important that people get involved and volunteer here in the state of Georgia and other past states.
Well, first and foremost, what is the point of a convention of states? It's to bring power back to the states, correct? So once your state government has all that power, what are they going to do with it? If we're not engaged in holding their feet to the fire and holding them accountable, giving them more power isn't going to be a good thing. So that's what we're doing. We're basically teaching people to be activists. I know that's a bad word for a lot of Republicans, but we are. We want them to be engaged in their state legislature, be engaged in their local community. I mean, everything from school boards to, just regular town halls. We don't know what's going on with Convention of States if people aren't engaged.
Right. I think you're saying everybody needs to be self-governing.
Yes. Yes. And all of my teams, I mean, we have 180 House districts in the state. I think right now we fluctuate on district captains. We have people join as district captains when, you know, something big happens and there's a call to action and they want to do something. But then once they realize there's hard work involved, then they kind of fall off. So we have maybe 15 district captains that are active in the state. But they're, you know, having town halls like Chip is, getting people to go to the school board meetings, becoming voter precinct watchers, you know, poll watchers, just all kinds of stuff you can think of. I mean, just about anything. And then when a citizen notices something's going on, like maybe there's a violation of voting law, and the local officials aren't doing anything about it, that information can then be kind of brought up the chain, so to speak. And then Convention of States will do a call to action and get people to maybe attend the next election board hearing or attend the next school board meeting. That's what it's about, is bringing awareness to citizens that they can govern their own areas. Unfortunately, many people are just very ignorant in the ways of politics. They don't pay attention to the candidates. They don't pay attention to what's going on, and then they wonder how things happen. When the federal government was founded, it was founded on the basis of people being engaged in politics. There was no such thing as politicians. You went, you served, and you came home. I mean, every one of the founders had a job. They had a real job. they had a life to go back to after a few years. We didn't have, you know, professional politicians who just want to line their pockets. So what we have to get back to is that self-governance, where we're being active, we're paying attention, and as I said before, we're holding their feet to the fire.
Why don't you talk about some of the tools that Convention of States gives self-governing activists to use?
Well, to start out with, we have a Convention of States University, and in order to be a volunteer in the state of Georgia, and I preface that because not every state requires this, but I hold people a little to a higher standard here. They have to complete about 3.5 hours of Convention of States University online, and then they can become a volunteer. If they want to move into another position, and there's dozens of them, there's also training for that. So like Chip, you know, is a district captain, so he had a whole other set of training to do. And it's basically to teach just the basics about Convention of States, what our legal responsibility is. As a 501c3, we're not allowed to get involved politically. So we just have to make sure our volunteers, they can do what they want as citizens, but they can't support, like, for example, a particular candidate as Convention of States. So they have to learn through these classes on how to separate that. And then we have really cool tools. We have a database that has about 73,000 people in it and their information that certain volunteers have access to. So they can go in and find people, hone down right to their neighborhood to find out who in their neighborhood signed the petition going back all the way to 2014.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. We also have an app, Convention of States app, that you can download from Google Play or the Apple Store. And the app not only has news articles in it, that we have a writing team. Every state has a writing team, so they submit articles to this app, the part of the blog. It's not, they don't submit articles to the app, but they submit articles and then they appear in the app.
Right.
And there's a really cool tool that we have called Telepatriot, and it allows people to call for a call to action. So, for instance, Massachusetts just passed Convention of States out of committee, so it's going to the House floor. So we had a call to action where petition signers were called by members all around the country, these telepatriot teams. They were called in the state of Massachusetts and told, hey, Convention of States is coming up for a vote. Can you call your legislator? And we would tell them who their legislator is and let them know that you support Convention of States. So we did that. We've done that in North Carolina, South Carolina recently, and South Carolina just passed.
Right.
We've done it in Ohio, just a ton of different states. The thing that we're the most proud of is last year, the Houston School Board had their elections, and there were 3 seats that were up for grabs that were being held by pretty radical liberal people. And the Convention of States went in, and we supported 3 candidates. And I shouldn't say that. We supported the changeover
right.
to more conservative seats. Because we didn't actually support the candidates because there were a lot of candidates that were conservative.
Right.
So what we did was we did a candidate survey and we sent it out to everybody that was running in those school board elections. So be that, you know, Republican, Democrat, independent, Libertarian, didn't matter. They got the survey, they filled it out, and then we got all the results together. So that when the election was coming up, those House districts received calls from Telepatriot members throughout the country telling the people that would be voting in that election to, you know, please get out and vote, telling them how important it was for them to get out and vote. And then we sent them the survey results. So that made a huge difference. And
right.
in the end, we were able to flip 2 of those school board seats to conservative members. And what's so amazing about that is Houston is the 7th largest school board in the country.
Wow.
So it was very, it was a very powerful thing, and we are definitely going to be doing that in Georgia.
Right. Well, I tell you, I've always been amazed at how well the, you know, the Convention of States website is set up for to learn about, you know, the Constitution and all the tools that are available for us as volunteers.
I have a question, Joelle.
Yeah.
So learning this and not really knowing anything before, learning what I've learned with Chip and throughout the show and our first run. But what I was going to ask you is paint a picture, if you will, for myself and for listeners abroad that could listen to this show. Might be in a week. It could be 3 years later. And a shameless plug is it'll be on Spotify. But, you know, so there's any time that it can be listened to. Can you paint a picture on like what this playbook looks like once that 34th state gets signed? Because that's where I grasped the concept. I like it, but I don't know the execution behind that. Can you kind of elaborate? And does that question make sense?
Okay, so you're wondering what happens when we get to convention.
Yes, exactly. Like, what is the actual, once you get, because right now your goal, right, is to get the 34 states.
Right.
So, okay, here's the thing. It only takes 34 states to call the convention, but all 50 states are invited. So even the states that don't participate are going to be able to be there. Now, the states that have passed the resolution, many of them have rules for their delegates. So just like in that video you showed, the commissioners have to stay on topic. It's no different than when the original Constitution was formed. Each one of those delegates, each one of those founders had paperwork from their perspective or from their respective state that they had to follow. They were given a little more freedom because they knew that the Articles of Confederation weren't going to amount to anything. So they were basically, their rules were do whatever you need to do to save the Republic. And that's what a lot of our, the people that are against us say, that the very first convention was a runaway convention. No, the very first convention, they got together, realized that they couldn't do what they needed to do, and only six states showed up out of the 13. So they scheduled another convention a little over a year later, and then those delegates came with that paperwork, with those commissions. So that's what will happen here. They'll come with these commissions. All the commissions are very similar in wording. They have to be, so that we're all coming there to talk about, you know, federal overreach, fiscal responsibility, and term limits. So I don't know how much in the weeds Chip got with each one of those, but they're pretty broad-ended so that... You know, we don't know what the right answer is. None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for term limits, for example, do we want somebody to serve two terms and only amount to,
sure,
you know, they can serve two terms?
Well, I think that also goes back to that we don't debate anymore, you know, and that's what the convention would do. We would debate these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, because to say that I trust the federal government or you trust the federal government more than you trust the state, I can't even fathom somebody saying that.
Right.
I mean, the state representatives are a world away from you. I mean, most of them barely come home, if at all. And the only time you see them is when they're asking for money. You can't meet with them.
Yeah.
So you need to trust the states where your representatives live in your community.
Right.
They're accessible, you know? So
something I was going to mention about this when I was sharing the concept with some friends is the first thing is that the founding fathers and everything with all of this, how it's been started, nobody had in the plan that there should be millionaires and actual careers out of this.
No.
Right?
No, they were
kind of where
exactly.
things are getting
they were businessmen who came there. I mean, you know, they were entrepreneurs that came in.
Well, they were farmers, lawyers, doctors. I mean, they were everything. There was even one man that was so poor that he had to borrow a suit and a horse to come.
Right.
So it was everything, you know, everybody was represented at this. Mm. It didn't matter how rich you were. You know, it's not like the elections where, you know, the richest man wins. It was about your character and what you're, you know, you were being representing your community. So it was that person in the community that people trusted. And unfortunately, we don't do that anymore. We have made our peace with what could be coming, because we look at what the founders went through. There isn't a single founder that made it through all of this okay. They either lost their lives, they lost their property, they lost their families. And they knew they gave up their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor.
Right.
And I think true patriots understand that. And that's what I'm willing to give up. I may not have served in the military, but this to me is my military service. This is what I'm willing to give up for the country. And I'll do everything I possibly can to make it happen.
Yes. How many have gone before us?
Exactly.
Come on.
Well, with that, Joelle, thank you for going out there and doing that. And it's been a very educational moment for myself, hopefully for others. Got to share the message. You know, there's a great saying, and this could be something you could put on the cover of any pamphlet. If you don't know your rights, you don't have any.
Right.
And this is kind of that personified, right?
Yeah.
But with that said, Chip in the studio, Joelle on the line with us. Joelle, do you have any closing remarks before we wrap it up here?
No, just that other than we need help. We can't do this by ourselves. We have a very small army of maybe 120 volunteers. Not all of them are active. Some of them are active, you know, when we ask them to be. But we need engagement. You know, we need people, like I said, to go to the school board meetings and let us know when they're teaching this, you know, nonsense to our children, and let us know when a mandate might be coming, because I don't think those are done either. But we can't do anything as an organization. We can't do a call to action unless we know what is happening in our communities.
So I've got the first call of action, all right, would be to go to conventionofstates.com and sign the petition. That's your first call to action. The second would be to volunteer, all right? Because if not you, then who? If not now, then when? When are you going to do something, right?
Very
we
true.
All have to do that, and we have to, you know, be leaders in this, all right? And spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your legislator, so mention it to them, and talk about it with your friends, debate it. That's fine. That's what it's all about. This is America, the greatest country in the world, right? But we're an experiment. We are a republic, a constitutional republic, and we are so young. We were just talking about this the other day, right? Look how young we are. And look how messed up we are already, all right? But that's only because we moved away from the Constitution. All right. Our Constitution grew by how many pages? 3,000 pages, you know. So we just have to get back to the basics.
The Kirk Lee Hennessy Show, powered by Anchor.fm, a Spotify company, streaming live audio and video out of Atlanta, Georgia, USA. Go to KirkLeeHennessy.com for show schedule. Follow, share, and listen anywhere on Spotify.